Okay, we're holding on the bubble of that one.
Towards the bottom. No, in the middle. Where do we start from, Benjamin? Do you remember?
We started from Titania, only in Titania. The
Bible. Titania, okay. So, let's just get a little bit of a recap. The Gemara was asking Akasha. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Mar Rav said that if you put this bundle of sacks on a paraduma, it's pasul. And the Gemara asked Akasha from the Braisa. The Braisa says, by paraduma, how do we know Shara Avodas pasuls? And the Gemara says, we have a Kavah Chomer from Egla Rufa. So, then the Gemara said, "V'im nafshach leima." If you're going to say akasha on this, the Gemara will explain what that means. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, we have a gzeirah shava oil from Egla Rufa. So now the Gemara, first says, "Mayim nafshach leima." What was that pircha? If you're going to say we have a pircha because the Egla Rufa shonim pasel, masha inkin by parim shonim doesn't pasel, so we have a right. We have a answer to that either from Kachim, where we see that mum passels and yet avoda doesn't passel. So we see that mum doesn't automatically bring avoda passeling. And then the Gemara says, one second. I'm sorry. If you're gonna say that we have a pircha either because Egla has shanim, or because kachim is a raya that mum doesn't pasul, so the Gemara, so the Braisa said, we have a gzeirah shava of oil. So then the Gemara comes in for the kasha that if the source is a gzeirah shava from Egla Arufa, so then we should also include the detail that when the shara avoda pasul, that's dafka, meshicha. So too, by paraduba should only be pasul with meshicha. And the Gemara's response was, Tanoihi enachanami, according to some shitas, paraduma is only going to pass by shara avoida when it pulls it. And the Gemara explains, Deika de maisi la me'egla, Veika de maisi la me'gufa de para, because there are those who learn this halacha, that shara avoida passels by paraduma, we learn it out from Egla Rufa, and enachanami, if I do that, then I will have to say that paraduma will only be pasul if it pulls it, just like by Egla Rufa. But there's another braisa that learns it out from paraduma itself, within the psukim of paraduma, that shara avoda pasuls, and because I don't have to learn it out from Egla Rufa, so I'm not bound to the details of Egla Rufa, and that is shita, that's what Rav is going like. Therefore, paraduma will be pasul simply by putting it on, whereas by Egla Rufa has to pull. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, oil. The pasuk says oil. Ainli ella oil. All I see from that is oil is a yoke.
At the end of the day, is Rav learning paraduma from the psukim?
Yes.
Or through the gzeirah shava?
The former. Because if he would learn from the gzeirah shava, then he would have to also pull along the halacha of meshicha. Is that what you came out with?
We were discussing that.
Because that's what we have to say. Now we'll see in the Braisa that we were getting a little bit confused when we learned it the first time. We'll see in the Braisa there are some things b'shas avoda is a detail, but regardless, meshicha, the ikar nakuda is, does para aduma need meshicha by shar avoda? And that Rav says it doesn't need meshicha. We should learn enough from Egla Rufa. Rav learns like this other Braisa, that learns it from paraduma itself, the shara avoda will pasul, but meshicha man lechashme, who said anything about meshicha? That's an Egla Rufa dikadin. Okay?
So the Habanil is learning there.
We thought so, but never the Gemara presented with a problem that was insurmountable. Okay?
So we didn't.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Never mind. The Tanya is oil to the Braisa. Oil. The pasuk says oil by paraduma. Ainli yellow oil. All I see from there is oil is a yoke, Shar Avoyda is Minayim. From where do we know that Shar Avoyda will pass all apart Aduma? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk teaches us, Asher Lo Ola Aleha Oil, that a yoke did not go on it, Mikol Makayim. Any kind of load going on it, anything going on it, any kind of Avoyda will pass all. And again, as we said from Rashi, the Jerusha is, because it could have written Ashalei Ola Oil Aleha, that a yoke did not go up on it. From the fact that it says that it didn't go up on it, a yoke, so that yoke is supposed to be used as a separate drasha, not necessarily defining and describing for us specifically what has to go on the animal. So now the Gemara says, so essentially what you're telling me that oil is not connected specifically to what passels it in Cain, if so, matam alemar oil. So then what is oil teaching us? Explains the Gemara, oil, an oil poisel that will invalidate the Por Aduma Bein Bishas Avoida, whether it was put there for the purpose of doing Avoida. Bein Shaloi Bishas Avoida, whether you're not putting there for the purpose of Avoida, for example, I'm not planning on using this cow to do some work for me. I'm bringing it home, this yoke, I'm bringing it back to my workshop. I have to tie my shoe. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to put it on the animal for a second, and then I'm going to take it off. So since I'm putting it on, not for the purpose of Avoida, it's not going to passel. I'm sorry, a yoke will passel, whereas by other, if I put my box on it, it's not going to passel. Okay? And that's learned from oil. Frekti Gemara, Ve'ema, and let me say, Asher Le'ola Aleho, that the word, quote, Ashalay Allah Aleha, end quote. That part of the pasuk klal, that is a klal. And oil, quote, oil, the word oil in the pasuk is prat. And it should be, we should darshan it klalu prat. Ein b'chlal Allah mashav prat. When we have a klalu prat, the only thing, ein b'chlal, there is nothing in the klal, ella only mashav prat, that which is in the prat, which is an oil. An oil in a yoke, yes, midiachrin aloi, something else not. Frakti Gemara, why don't we use the halach, the drasha of klalu prat, and we're not going to end up in the same place. And for the Gemara, asher, quote, asher, the word asher in the pasuk, ribuyahu, that is something which is used as a riboy, that is coming to be marba something, as we'll see, and therefore, we can't mix and match klalu prat in this pasuk, and there's no din of klalu prat. Rather, oil is coming to teach us a new thing, that oil is going to invalidate and passel it, even shaloi b'shas avoid.
Why can't we say it's a klal, klal? A prat,
a klal. Okay, I'm gonna zar you. Okay. If that's okay. You can look in the pasukim and then you'll ask. Okay.
Okay. Okay,
thank you. Says the Gemara. That's where we got up to, right?
Yep.
Okay. Zokti Gemara. Now, again, this Braisa is Shitas Rav. Rav goes like this Braisa, that we learn Shar Avoda from within the Parsha of Por Aduma, and therefore, with regard to Meshicha, no problem. Okay? No, it's not a need, actually.
Is Asher telling us, is that a compound? Is that what
does this? The fact that Asher is a Reboy, that's why we don't darshan it with klalu prat.
Okay.
Okay?
So it cancels it out.
It doesn't cancel. It just says that the pasuk is not being a klalu prat.
Isn't it strengthening the first argument that it's...
Isn't what are strengthening the first argument?
Asher is strengthening the initial initial way that we learn the pasuk, which is that it's a general and then so that's teaching just when you put the yoke on that it's
I don't think so. I think the Vard is like this. We know that the Yud Gimel Mida Shatara and Darshas Baham, there are 13 ways the Torah is darshat. We know that Asher is used as a riboy. Okay? That means that this pasuk is not to be learned in the klal and put into the algorithm or whatever it's called, the process of klal uprat. Okay, it's already used. this is not a klal uprat kind of pasuk because we have a riboy for it, for Asher. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'tanya Nami, and we also have a similar brisa, Gabi Egla Arufa, by Egla, Ki Aigavna, like this, in this manner, as we'll see. V'tanya Nami, Gabi Egla, Ki Aigavna, we also have a brisa like this, by Egla. Says the brisa, oil. The pasuk says, Ashalei Moshcha Ba'oil, that the Egla Arufa did not pull oil with a yoke, quote, end quote. Says the brisa. Oil. The pasuk says oil. Says the brisa. The pasuk says Ashalei Moshcha Ba'oil, that the Egla Arufa did not pull oil with a yoke. Says the brisa. Ein li ela. All I see from here is oil. All I see from this pasuk is a yoke. Shar avaydus minayin. From where do we know that shar avaydus will pass by Egla Arufa? Tamar lema. The pasuk teaches us Asher lo ubad ba. End quote. Asher, quote, Asher le'ubar ba, that work was not done with it. Mikol makim, any kind of work. The fact that the Torah specifically says, Asher le'ubar, it didn't work, wasn't done with it. Mikol makim, that teaches us any kind of work is going to invalidate it, whether it was a yoke or whether it was some other kind of work. To which the Braisa asks, Im kain, if so, ma tabot leimar, quote, oil. End quote. What is the teaching us? Oil. It says, Ashalei ubarba, that work wasn't done with it. Any kind of work. Any kind of work includes oil. So what is matam alemar oil? So what is the pasuk teaching us? Oil. Answers the braisa. Oil, a yoke, poisel, that will invalidate the egla arufa. Bein b'shas avayda, ubein shaloi b'shas avayda. Whether it was for the purpose of working, or whether it was not for the purpose of working. Shar avaydos and other work, ein poislois, they will not invalidate ela b'shas avayda, only with for the purpose of working, and obviously it has to pull also. Okay, again, says the braisa. What does oil tell us by egla arufa? Oil is mashma dafka yoke. Says the Gemara, no. Says the Braisa, no. Because it says, Ashalai ubad ba. Work wasn't done with it. That means any work. So says the Braisa, so what is oil? So what does a word oil tell us? And for the Braisa, an oil will passel bein b'shas avoidu bein shalai b'shas avoid. Whether work is being done with it or whether not. Okay? Meaning as long as the animal pulled with it. So for example, if I have my egla rufa, and I have my yoke. In the same case, I have to tie my shoe. And I put it down on the egla. Is the egla arufa pasul? No. When it pulls, it's now pasul. Okay?
Pulling is a requirement
of the egla arufa regardless. But if I put it down, a box, on the egla arufa, and the purpose was not for it to do a vaida with the box, it happened to walk, it happened to pull it, so then it's not puzzle. That's the limud from oil. Again, im kain matamad leimar oil. So if so, that any work is going to puzzle matamad leimar oil. What is oil teaching us? Explains the braisa. Oil, a yoke, poisel, that will invalidate bein b'shas avoida, whether it's for the purpose of work. Ubein shaloi b'shas avoida. And whether it's not for the purpose of work, as long as the animal pulled the yoke, it's going to invalidate the egla arufa. Masha'enkein shar avoidus, other work, ein poisleis, that will not invalidate it, ela b'shas avoida, only at the time of work, meaning for the purpose of work. Okay? But if I just put something on it and it moved, it's not going to pasul it. Frek the Gemara, the same kasha. Ve'eimon, let us say, quote, asher le'ubarba, end quote. The words asher le'ubarba, that work was not done with it, klal, that should be a klal. And oil, the word oil, end quote, prat, that should be a prat. And klalu prat, when I have a klal, and then a prat, ein b'chlal ala mashab afrat, we only have in the klal what is in the prat, which is oil, oil in, a yoke, yes, meaning that will passel the Egla Rufa Midi Achrina, but something else, Loi, that shouldn't passel it. Answers the Bryce, answers the Gemara, Asher, the word Asher, Ribuyuhu, that is a Ribuy. And therefore, we cannot use this Pasuk to teach us a Klal Uprat. Okay?
Is that identical?
It's Kiya Gavna, basically. But it's in a different Pasuk.
I thought it was going to, oh.
This is the Pasuk by Egla Rufa. And that's a Pasuk by Paradim. Good? Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Omer Rebavo, Rebavo said. Omer Rebavo, Rebavo said. In my Gemara there's a dot. It's about 7 lines in the bottom. Or 6 lines in the bottom. 7 lines in the bottom. Omer Rebavo, Rebavo said, Boy, me name Rabbi Yechanan. I asked a Shaila from Rabbi Yechanan. Meshichas oil, the pulling of the yoke, which passels the Egla Arufa, and the same Shaila would be by the pulling of anything, as long as it's Peshas Avoida, like the Brisa says. But Meshichas oil, the pulling of a yoke, bikama. How, with how much? Meaning, with how much of a pull does it have to pull in order to passel? Does it have to go a parsa? Does it have to go a mil? Does it have to go dalat tefachim? Where do we have a similar shaila? Not mamish, but in sukkah, we had a halacha, and the gemaras asked, how much? Okay, the Gemara said, I'm not going to tell you what the question was, I'll tell you what the answers were. Answer number one was a tefach, answer number two was 4 tefachim, and answer number three was 10 tefachim. When you have a sukkah, agave sukkah, how much space do you need in between each sukkah to make it that it's one sukkah on top of another sukkah? And each one had a svara. A tefach is considered a makim. We find it with the chas tumma that it's a makim. 4 tefachim is a makim chashav on Shabbos for Rishus. 10 tefachim has a din of a sukkah. So the Gemara's question of bekama is not just, well, how much? What is the shear? What's the shear for this pulling? How much does it have to go? Dalad Amis? That was Rebavo Shaila to Rabbi Yechanan. Meshichas oil bekama, the pulling of the yoke that invalidates the Parah Aduma, bekama, how much does it have to pull in order to become pasul? Says the Gemara, Omar Lei, Rabbi Yechanan said to Rebavo, Kimloi oil, the amount of a yoke, the amount of space that the Egla Rufa has to pull in order to be pasul, is Kimloi oil, like the size and the space of a yoke. Hold on, the Svara is quite simple. You look in the Pasuk, Asher Lei Moshcha Be'oil. It didn't pull Be'oil. So Be'oil, with the yoke, is so to speak, Rabbi Yechanan is saying, that is the, not only that a yoke will invalidate it and passel it in certain ways, but that's also the shear of how much it has to pull. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yechanan responded. Now the obvious question is, well, which way of the yoke? I mean, you just said a yoke, but the width, the width of the yoke, or the length of the yoke? Okay, the width, let's say, is a tefach.
I don't really have an idea what a yoke looks like.
A yoke is
it long, narrow?
it goes over. Yechanan, it goes either over one or two cows. Yechanan. Okay, it's a long thing that has place for the head. Right? And it has like the thickness of it is something that like sits
so
on the...
It's not like a bridle for one animal. It's always yoking it to another animal.
I don't know if it always is. But it keeps it in place and then you're controlling it basically. You have something attached to it where you're... That's like... Yeah, it's keeping it... It's keeping it... Correct. Right.
They couldn't plow.
Are you able to do it if they're not connected by a yoke?
I don't think so.
But yeah, but that's
like the quintessential case.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Correct. Yeah. Okay. Where's that Shavas? You know the Shavas book? You know what I'm talking about? No. What? Okay. Okay, you know. Okay. Yechanan?
The noise is the best part of this.
Yechanan.
I learned that Rabbi's poem.
Okay, here's the yoke. Okay? The head is sticking out. You don't see it.
Where's the head?
Right here.
The head is right in front.
The head is down here. This is the neck of the animal.
Okay, so, you know, maybe... Okay. We got it. We got the picture.
So we have this area between here and here. And then we have the area between here and here. I'm just okay.
And
you have
the length of it. You're just looking at it from the front.
No, you have the width. You have the width of the yoke here, and then you have the length of the yoke there.
You have to take an integral or something to figure this out.
You look it up afterwards. Yeah. You look it up. You'll see it. Okay, so that's the Gemara Shaila. Iboilu. The Gemara has a Shaila. La arkoy la rachboy. Was it to the length or the width? How much does it have to pull? Amar lahu hahu mirabanan. So that fellow, that Talmud Chacham, one of the Talmidim in the yeshiva, said to them, for Rabbi Yaakov Shemen, his name was Rabbi Yaakov, l'didi mefarshali. To me it was explained, mineid Rabbi Yechanan. I heard from Rabbi Yechanan, l'didi mefarshali, mineid Rabbi Yechanan. I heard from Rabbi Yechanan, Meshichas oil, the pulling of a yoke that passes by Egla Arufa, is l'roch by tefach, is to the width a tefach. Okay, the width of it, that's how much it is, and that's a tefach. And that's how much it has to pull in order to passel the Egla Arufa. Okay, so it's not the length, it's the width.
And it's always a tefach, it's standardized?
Frech the Gemara, v'leimot tefach. Why didn't Rabbi Yechanan just say a tefach? Why did he say l'rach by tefach? That it's to the width a tefach. V'leim a tefach. Frek the Gemara. V'leim a tefach. ? Let him say a tefach. Just give me a shear. Why do you have to say? Well, this is the width of the yoke. Answers the Gemara. Ha'kamash malon. This teaches us, as an aside. Ha'kamash malon. This teaches us shiura the oil. Shiura the oil. The shear. The size of a yoke. Tefach have is a tefach. So he's giving us some side information, agav orche, as an aside, that how much does it have to pull? It has to pull the side, the shear of a yoke, a tefach. Frakti Gemara, why did we say just a tefach? I'm teaching you that the shear of a yoke is a tefach. Frakti Gemara, l'may nafkamina. What's the difference? What the shear? Why is that so important? And frakti Gemara, l'mekach u'memkar. For a business, if you go over to someone and you say, I'd like to hire you to make me a yoke, and he makes you a yoke that's less than a tefach, you don't owe him anything. Because the yoke is supposed to be at least a tefach.
So okay? A tefach is a hand breadth. Right. So what part of this yoke is the hand breadth?
Here. It's the part that's on the neck. Okay?
See the little two arrows? That's the big arrows?
Oh, the little ones, the actual width of the metal.
What is the leather or the wood? What did I report?
Yes, Brian?
What did I not know? What
is it? My Kalashlon? The Gemara's question is, why is that important?
But before it says Shiura, I already knew it had to be a tefach.
Yeah, I know that. The Gemara's question is, why don't you just say a tefach? Why are you saying L'rachboy? There has to pull the amount of the width of the tefach. Of the yoke, tefach. It's a tefach. Say a tefach.
Obviously, it means this note's the width. It's not the length of the
hole. Mein Teire. No one asked the question. He's just giving a shear, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan tells us. Rabbi Yechanan came into shear. Michael. Rabbi Yechanan came into shear. He said, the Egla Arufa is only possible when it pulls. And you know how far it has to go? A tefach. It wasn't like a continuous conversation from the Gemara's question earlier of L'Rachpai or L'Arka.
I'm I'm still not understanding it. I'm going to give a shear clearly,
yeah.
not in code. I'm going to say, yeah, here's how you measure.
How? How you measure what? How much? How far does it have to go? How far does it have to pull?
Okay, so I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I hear what you're saying.
So rachboy is what's on the neck, and arkoy is
an inch long or an inch wide. It's still an inch.
Still an inch. Right.
Okay.
Then just picture here.
Can I ask a question? What happens in a scenario?
What is considered the width? And what is considered the length?
The width is what's on the neck of the animal.
Okay.
This way. Yes, Mike.
You know, I can see the length and width. I'm actually the one guy who didn't have a question about this.
Yes.
But you're struggling with something that's...
I'm not struggling.
So are we saying right now that if the animal, if the load is too heavy and the animal can't actually move, that it's not possible?
Fayagla Rufa? Correct.
But he's exerted himself tremendously.
No.
Not puzzle.
It's like Avoida on Shabbos. Malacha on Shabbos is puzzle. Right?
Right.
You could schlep things from Hampus Mark, but you can't just... Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabbi Yechon Ben Shaul, Rabbi Yechon Ben Shaul, I'd like to continue for a couple lines, okay? Amar Rabbi Yechon Ben Shaul, Rabbi Yechon Ben Shaul said, Mipnei ma Amra Torah, why did the Torah say, Havi Egla, bring an egel, binachal, in a valley, in a hard valley, or by the strong river, says the Gemara, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Rabbi Yechon Ben Shaul, Yavai Dovar, let something come, Shalai Asa Peris, that never bore fruit, that never had a child, an egla, V'yei Arev, and let it be killed by the neck, Bimakaim, in a place she'ein oisa peris, that does not produce fruits, meaning because of the water that's rushing, according to the Rambam, or like Rashi says, because it's very hard and it's not fit for planting. V'chaper, and he will, and it will be mechaper al mi, about someone shaloi hinichu, that they did not allow him lasos peris, to bear fruit. So again, Rabbi Yechon Ben Shaul asked, why did the Torah say, Havi Egla Benachal, bring an egel in the Nachal, in the valley or the river? Says Rabbi Yechon Ben Shaul, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Yavai Dover Shalai Asaperis, let something come that did not produce fruit, meaning a calf that did not have children, couldn't have children, it's too young. Vie Aref, and let it be killed from the back. Bimakaim She'eno Asaperis, in a place that cannot produce fruits. And will bring an atonement al Mishal Heinichalas his parents about someone that they did not allow him to produce fruits. Frekti Gemara, my Paris. What does it mean that they didn't allow the victim to produce fruits? Ilema, if you're going to say Piria Verivia, that they didn't allow this person to have children because they killed him. Elameata, but now if this is true, Azokin v'asris, if they killed an elderly person, or a sris, or someone who is incapable of having children, hachinami deloy arfinon. Arfinon, is it going to be, in fact, the case, deloy arfinon, that we don't do egla rufa because he couldn't have children? Ella, answers the Gemara, Ella, rather, mitzvahs. The fruits are the mitzvahs. That they did not allow this person to bear fruits, meaning to continually to bear fruits in the future of doing the mitzvahs that he would have been able to do, and that's why we have the egla in the nachal.